Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo joining us for an update on the first June 2026 meeting of the Board of License Commissioners. Hey, Nikki, here we
Hi,
are.
Joe. How are you?
Doing okay.
Yeah,
This is
June
this
already.
is the crazy month every year in June, right?
It is. It is. However, there were only three agenda items. We did have a full board, so that was good. We got right to it. This is exciting, hearing regarding the request of the City of Quincy and the Marina Bay Business Association on behalf of participating licensees for a special use permit, temporary extension of premise for the City of Quincy's Maritime Festival at Marina Bay. The festival will take place on July 3rd from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m., July 4th from 12 p.m. to 9 p.m., and July 5th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Julie Pagano and Jay Southwood were there. Julie was there on behalf of the mayor and his office, and Jay Southwood was there on behalf of the Marina Bay Association. And they're excited. This is a family-friendly event. With all kinds of things for the kids to do during the day, DJs, face painting, a lot of the, if not all, of the merchants and restaurants will be all involved. They have jugglers, DJs. They have face painting, children's games. You can look on the city website, and I can send this over to you as well. This is the Maritime Festival outline, and it sounds like it's going to be fun, puppet shows and things like that. The kids can decorate their bikes and do a little parade and things like that. That went through 5-0. They said that the merchants had the best days that they have ever had last year. It was a big, big success. So they're excited.
Yeah, that was the first one last year,
Yes.
and
Yep.
it exceeded all expectations.
Yes. So they're calling it the second annual.
Ah,
So
okay.
more to come.
Very good. Excellent. And that's over the 4th of July weekend. 4th of July is on a Saturday this year, so very
Yep.
good. Yeah.
So it's all secure. They have their own private security, and they work alongside the Quincy Police, of course. This is something that you can get a cup if you're planning on walking around from merchant to merchant, and you can bring your drink on the patio.
Ah, oh, very good. Okay.
Okay. Agenda item number two was hearing regarding the request of CGS Automotive doing business as Washington Street Auto for a garage repair license at 664 Washington Street due to a change of ownership. Previously, Naya Automotive Repair proposed manager Hadai Sadah proposed hours of operation 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. Hattie was there. He runs the automotive on Quincy Shore Drive as well. He will be changing the sign. He'll be reaching out to inspect services for the sign permit. He needs to have fire prevention do a walkthrough, and he talked to the Quincy Police on the way out just over his license and what he'll need. And he knows because he does run the one on Quincy Shore Drive. And so that went through 5-0 as well.
Very good. Excellent.
Agenda item number three was hearing regarding the request of Avira Arjan Corp at 486 to 494 C Street, doing business as Adam Shore Supermarket, for a transfer and a change of location of the all alcohol beverage package store license presently held by Nish Corp, doing business as National Wine and Liquor at 101 Falls Boulevard. Proposed manager, Apan Patel. The premise is 486 to 494 C Street and is a 6,500 square foot neighborhood grocery store with one entrance and three exits. It also has a full basement for storage. Attorney Kyle Vieira was there and spoke. Also, Arpan Patel was there. And Nick, the former owner, was there to show his support for the Adam Shore food market getting it all alcohol beverage license. Package. And that is the one presently held they up at Falls Boulevard, National Wine and Liquor. So they'll be turning in their beer and wine back to the city that's currently down at the Adam Shore, and they'll be getting the full alcohol if it passes through the ABCC.
Oh, okay. Very good. Okay.
Yep. And that went through 5-0. I spoke
Excellent.
To Councillor Jacobs on that matter, and he had no problem. They run a very good business there. And our next hearing will be on June 16th.
Goodness, it's coming up quickly.
Yes, it is.
After Flag Day.
Yes.
And, high school graduations, too.
Yep. We got a lot coming up in June.
And who knows what else. Exactly. So much going on. All right. Very good. Now, I was hoping we could chat a little bit about the ballot petition initiative, Nikki, now after the Superior Court judge ruling last week, and maybe bring us up to date on what's happening with that.
Sure, of course. We got the ruling last Friday, and we're going to go ahead with the petition and for the signatures that we thought we couldn't read the signature, we're going to be able to accept the printed name. So we do have one technical question for the plaintiff's counsel, our counsel working with the judge, Judge Conley, on this. She asked us to certify them in VRIS. And VRIS is our voter information registry system that coincides with the state and the RMV. Since January 1st, we've registered over 2,000 people. That being said, perhaps 2,000 people have moved out. So we want to be sure that we're doing it correctly. We want to make sure that even if they moved, but they were there then, we can accept it. Or if we should reject it because they moved, or, and I think we should accept it, but I just want to make sure that everybody's in agreement, the judge and the plaintiffs.
Okay, very good. And as I understand, June 18th was the deadline the judge imposed. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So June 18th is the date that she imposed. And it, as far as I understand it, it looked like it said that it would go, the question would go ahead to the next municipal election, which would be 2027.
Okay, very good. Appreciate the update on that.
Sure.
Now we are past June 1st, which means city census forms were due in your office on Monday, right?
We pushed the button. Yes.
Okay.
That's what it means. We pushed the button. So all those who did not return the census are now listed as inactive.
Okay.
That being said, we're going to send out another card that says, do you still live here? Check yes. We'll make you active.
Okay.
If you've moved within Quincy, you can write your new address and we'll make you active at your new address.
Oh, okay.
If you write no, we'll be able to take you off of the Quincy voter rolls.
Gotcha.
Okay. So that's the next step there. But we still want people to know, even if they are on the inactive list and they do go to vote in September and November, they will still be able to vote. They will just have to fill out an affirmation and show an ID.
Okay, very good. Do you know how many that involves right now?
I don't have the
Okay.
number,
All right.
and I don't want to say
Yeah, no, that's okay.
without knowing the number. I know it was more than 11,000 and less than 30.
Okay.
It changes so much, you know.
Right. Yes.
And we did get a lot back. We sent out a huge vacant mail-in.
Oh, okay.
So we got a lot of people saying, no, we do live here, vacant household. So that helped a lot. That was 11,000. So then we had between, I would say, right around 20,000 people
Okay.
will be getting that inactive card. That being said, send that back as quick as you can because Secretary Galvin is going to be sending out that do you wish to vote by mail card right after July 1st.
Right.
So if you can get those cards back so we can process them in order to then get the other cards back to process them and so things aren't overlapping, that would be great. And one more thing we got going on here in the clerk's office is the second round of registering your dog card is going to go out. So it's late. So it is $20 to register your dog now, and we'll send you a reminder that says, if you still have your dog, you should, under the pains penalty, Mass General Law, you should register your dog. So we're happy to help if you have questions on the rabies shot or anything like that. The number is on the card. We can help you here.
Okay, very good. Okay, anything else, Nikki?
I think that's enough for now, Joe.
That's enough for now. I agree.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
We will catch up on June 17th, if that's okay.
You bet.
All
Sounds
right.
good.
Thank you very
Take care.
much.